Hello, everyone. Welcome to this Monday. Thanks so much for listening. We begin with the parsing the Romney overseas trip. Parsing the trip. Parsing the statements. The candidate's statement in Jerusalem on dealing with a nuclear Iran.
In the final analysis, of course, no option should be excluded.
No option excluded. This is essentially President Obama's position, but a Romney aide over the weekend told journalists that candidate Romney as president would respect the choice of Israel to take unilateral and preemptive military action against Iran. A campaign eager to show that a Mitt Romney in the White House would be more supportive of Israel and tougher on Iran than President Obama has been. Was it an overreach? Here's the Romney comment in its full context from a speech in Jerusalem over the weekend.
We should employ any and all measures to dissuade the Iranian regime from its nuclear course. And it is our fervent hope that diplomatic and economic measures will do so. In the final analysis, of course, no option should be excluded. We recognize Israel's right to defend itself and that it is right for America to stand with you.
Mitt Romney was asked about his aide's suggestion that the candidate in any sense supported Israeli unilateral action against Iran. And here is Mitt Romney on Face the Nation.
I'll use my own words, and that is I respect the right of Israel to defend itself, and we stand with Israel. We're a nation, two nations that come together in peace and that want to see Iran being dissuaded from its nuclear folly.
Did Mitt Romney clarify his position here or nullify any sense that he supports an unilateral Israeli attack against Iran? Joining me is Meir Javandanfar, who's an Iranian studies lecturer living in Israel. Meir, welcome to the program.
Hello there, John.
So let's talk for a minute about Mitt Romney's motivations here. It's hard to know exactly, but did this play as pandering to an Israeli position? And give us a sense, are the Israelis, you know, ready at any moment to attack Iran, even though there's a lot of, angst about the nuclear program developing in Iran? Are we on the edge of some sort of military conflict here?
It doesn't seem like that. In Israel, there was a survey done only 9 days ago by the Maariv newspaper, and it showed that only 19% of Israelis supported a unilateral strike by Israel. And the only higher number for war, which supported the military option, was 26%. But that's as long as America takes the lead, as long as America attacks and then Israel joins.
So, in fact, the statement of the Romney campaign aide that the U.S. would be supportive of Israeli unilateral action is actually a scenario that most Israelis don't even support.
Absolutely. He basically, if we take that statement, he's basically putting the responsibility on the shoulders of the Israeli government. And according to these polls, this is exactly what the people of Israel do not want. They don't want Iran to have nuclear weapons, but at the same time, they're not enthusiastic at all about the prospect of a unilateral strike. And not because it's particular, not only because of the military risk, but also because President Obama's dual track of sanctions and diplomacy has been so successful that's discredited the military option for now.
We're talking with Meir Javandanfar, who's an Iranian studies lecturer living in Israel. So Israelis, I gather, are used to political candidates from the United States, putting up trial balloons inside Israel. Do you take it at face value or see the intended audience here as only back in the United States?
I think the biggest intended audience was the United States. It wasn't Israel. If Governor Romney wanted to address the Israeli people, he would have talked about Iran, but also he would have talked about the peace process, which he didn't. He didn't mention a word. He didn't talk about what's happening in Syria right on our doorstep. He didn't talk about the Arab Spring. So, he was talking to an audience in the U.S. and he was using his trip in Israel in order to win more votes in the United States.
The supposition of the GOP, and Mitt Romney has talked about this in the United States, is that the Obama administration and the Netanyahu government don't really get along. Certainly there was some tension in the very, very beginning. You've suggested that Obama's policy toward Iran and other issues of concern to Israel has made him more popular in the subsequent years in this first term?
President Obama still, I think he's. I don't think he's very popular in Israel for reasons not related to Iran. if it was just Iran, I think he would be very popular here. He's been far more successful in the 4 years that he's been in office in terms of confronting Iran than President Bush was in 8 years. We look at the massive international consensus now that includes Russia and China as members of the P5 plus one confronting the Iranian nuclear program. President Obama's challenge in Israel has been the peace process. I think his administration has not done a very good job of telling the Israeli people why he's pressuring Prime Minister Netanyahu. And also very, very few Israelis know that President Obama has given more military aid to the state of Israel than in 4 years than President Bush did. So I think it's the mixture of a lack of a message being given out by the Obama administration, and also the perception that he's more about pressuring the Netanyahu administration than basically cuddling him, as would have been the case if there was a GOP candidate in the White House.
So it sounds like what you're saying is that Iran is perhaps the only issue where Israelis really unequivocally support President Obama, and that Mitt Romney maybe lost an opportunity by not talking about some of these other issues to really focus on the tension points between Israelis and the Obama administration.
Absolutely. I think Israelis look at the fact that Iran is so isolated and so weak, and this is why the unilateral option in Israel is being discounted by the Israeli public. I think Mr. Romney would have done a better job talking about other issues in Israel, what's happening in the Middle East especially, and the peace process, if he wanted to endear himself more to the Israeli people. Of course, there's the economic challenges in Israel as well. I think him mentioning it would have given the sense that he's trying to reach out to the Israeli public, who are about to face a tax increase, which makes it very difficult to believe that Mr. Romney considers himself to be friend of Mr. Netanyahu when Romney is about cutting taxes and Netanyahu is about to increase our taxes.
Well, it certainly says something about the notion of regional sophistication to go to Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and not say anything about the extraordinary unrest that's taking place just across the border in Syria. Mayor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mayor Javan Danfar is an Iranian studies lecturer in Israel, talking about statements made about the Israeli policy towards Iran over the weekend on his foreign trip. Mitt Romney moves on to Poland later today.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.